So you have a brand name, AIDS. And AIDS is the brand name you put on anybody in the world who falls into a couple of groups. Black, Aboriginal, brown skin. In my country, we call African American descendants of the African diaspora and the slave trade. Hispanic people now, poor people, drug users, gay people. Whenever they get almost any kind of illness, we have a word for it. And that word is the brand name, the four-letter word. The idea that it's all the same thing is a kind of science fiction confection. I mean, there's just nothing to it. You can take it apart in a second. But the way that they get the public to bite on to it is to backward validate it. So you can have a diagnosis of somebody. You can say, well, you fit into this group, you see. Oh, look, you have that same disease that these guys who lived essentially in a ghettoized, isolated part of the American population have, who are doing tons of drugs and, suffering the prejudices of not being welcome into the society for 150 years. That's the disease you have. And we know it. Why? We know it because we'll give you a test.
I'd like to ask you about the tests in terms of test validity. Can you explain a little bit more about the HIV test?
There's no such thing as an HIV test. There's no test for any particular particle, and the way that you would know that is to open one of them, and so I'll open one of them right now. And here is the package insert to the 2006 Abbott Laboratories so-called HIV test, and you scroll through the PDF, and you find that there's a section that says limitations of the test. Da, 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 da. And in that section, you find a line that says, at present, there is no recognized standard for establishing the presence or absence of antibodies to HIV in human blood. I'll read that again. This is in the test that's used. At present, there is no recognized standard for establishing the presence or absence of antibodies to HIV in human blood. That means this test doesn't test for anything.
So if someone was to go to the doctors and ask to get tested, would they be able to, like, can you request, okay, can I see the test and see that when they
God,
get
God, I hope
tested?
So, but I really don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like in Australia. I know here you'd get a really hard time. There's another line I want to read from this test. It says HIV ELISA test, that's this enzyme test, detects antibodies to HIV in blood. Now, right on the same page, it says there's no recognized standard for establishing the presence of antibodies. So you have a lie there. It doesn't detect antibodies in blood, and thus is useful, it says, in screening blood and plasma donated for transfusion and further manufacture and in evaluating patients with signs or symptoms of AIDS. Now, hold on a second. We now have a question. The test doesn't have any standards, so you can just throw it out. It doesn't tell you anything. When you read early in the test, it tells you that it's a protein test. This is the major test. Now, there's another kind of test that is equally invalidated and also says that it can't be used for diagnosis, and I'll get into that in a minute, and that's called the viral load test. But, again, there's no such thing as an HIV test, and that's not one either. This test says there's no standard, but it detects antibodies, which is useful in screening blood and in evaluating patients with signs or symptoms of AIDS. Evaluating but not diagnosing. What does that mean? It says that AIDS and AIDS-related conditions. So what is AIDS? I mean, the test doesn't test for any particular thing. There's no standard to interpret it, and it's only useful in evaluating patients for signs or symptoms of AIDS. That's awfully legal talk. It really means that it does that you use it after you already diagnose somebody with AIDS.
Yeah.
So what does it say? What is AIDS? AIDS and AIDS-related conditions are clinical syndromes, and their diagnosis can only be established clinically. Hold on a second. You mean that the test is used after you diagnose somebody? Yes, that's what they mean. They mean that you look at somebody who's in a particular group, that group that you associate, whatever you think it is, whoever you think has the kind of sex that kills them. There's an old-fashioned idea.
Yeah.
That's right out of the Inquisition. And then you give them the test. Then it says ELISA testing cannot be used to diagnose AIDS, even if the recommended investigation of reactive specimens I thought it was a plus or minus. No, it's not positive or negative. It's a reactive or a semi-reactive or a non-reactive test. Suggests, it says, that the antibodies to HIV are present. Well, it just says that there's no standard for establishing whether there are antibodies to HIV. So, boy, this looks like a maze to me, like one of those garden mazes from England. Okay, let's just finish this line. Even if the recommended investigation of reactive specimens suggests that the antibodies to HIV are present, a negative test result at any point in the investigation of individual subjects, a negative test result, does not preclude the possibility of exposure to infection with HIV. The risk of an so the test doesn't mean anything. The risk of an asymptomatic person, a healthy person, a non-sick person, with a repeatedly reactive serum, that means that they're just positive over and over again, but they're not sick, developing AIDS or an AIDS-related condition is not known. Okay, look, they go on and on and on and on and on through this thing with this sort of language. They talk about the cutoff value. That is, if it's a reactive test, there's a point at which you draw a line, and you say if it's reactive above this place, we're going to consider it positive, and if it's not reactive above this place, we're going to consider it negative. It says there's no standard for it. It says the proteins that you use in the test are grown, they're synthetic, they're grown in bacteria. They're not part of a virus. You then mix it with some proteins from your blood, and if there's an antibody reaction between the bacterially grown proteins and the proteins in your blood, then you have some sort of reaction. But that doesn't matter, really, right? Because it only matters if you're in the group that they say has AIDS. So what is AIDS? AIDS is any condition that occurs in people that they consider to be at high risk. The last thing I'll say about the test is almost anything can make the protein reaction happen. You eat a piece of cheese, you develop antibodies to it. You have a cold, you drink, you have arthritis, you are pregnant. This is listed right in the test. Pregnancy, drug abuse. You do any of these things, you're going to have a higher antibody response that's going to specifically react with these synthetic proteins in this test. You're going to have a stronger reaction. If you're in that group, your skin is dark, your sexuality is sapphic or Greek, to put it that way, you're in that risk group, they're going to look at you and they're going to say, aha, you see this reactive specimen, this is probably indicative of a true reaction, and we have to run more tests, and, you know, don't go anywhere, Mr. Davis, we have to do more tests, you know. And that's the way it works.